Fat Five stirs up real quick. Lee Long joins us. Lee Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Good morning, Lee Long. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm also watching it rain here, so I'll be ready for the cooler weather to come in.
Yeah, we all are. You're not driving, are you?
I'm not, but I am watching it rain.
All right. Tell me your thoughts on the special session.
Yeah, so we're down kind of to the last week almost. This is a wrap-up on Monday. There's a lot of moving parts. I don't really know currently kind of what the path forward is. I know our biggest concern as a small business was the service tax bill that expands the sales tax on services. It did get holed up on Thursday in the House, but they're actually bringing it back up today.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, Leah, if we can go back and go a little bit slower, please.
Yeah, so our biggest kind of concerns this far has been, one, of course, the expansion of sales tax on services. And that bill actually got held up in on the House floor on Thursday, but the author is actually bringing it back today for a vote. So that's going to be a big day. We're concerned about that because it adds to the cost of doing business for these businesses that have never had to collect or remit sales tax. Because eventually they're going to have to pass on those cost burdens to their business onto consumers because they're not going to be able to absorb these new costs when they have to hire someone to collect and remit sales tax. So that's a big issue for us. We're watching that. I know the Senate has said that, you know, they may do some adjustments to that bill. They may not even hear the bill. So it's kind of a waiting game on that to see what happens. And, you know, I always want to say that these small businesses, especially the list, it used to be 42 services. Now it's, I think, consolidated down to 18, 19. But unfortunately, that list still hits the smallest of the small businesses. And so those people don't really have the capital or maybe the extra income to invest into tax compliance. And so that's one thing that we're concerned about because these small businesses are already struggling in an already inflated economy. And so that's a big thing that we're watching. Another thing that we're watching is vendor comp. That's actually going to be heard in Senate Revenue and SIF today. There's a bill that does away with vendor comp. And so a lot of people don't really understand what that is. But if you collect...
Well, hang on a second,
right now,
Leah. I'm sorry, but again, this is your world. You're talking vendor comp and legend FISC, which is the Legislative and Fiscal Committee, for those that don't know, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, it's the legislative, and on the Senate side,
yes. This is your and field, so, I'm just trying to slow you down,
yeah,
for the civilians, that's all.
definitely. And so vendor comp, it basically is if a business collects and remits their sales tax on time every month, they get a vendor comp, and it's capped at $1,500, which, you know, some people may say, well, that's not a lot of money, and you're right, it's really not, but you can't expect businesses to collect and remit and add burdens to their, you know, their bottom line for the government for free. I mean, no one does anything for free, but let's be honest. And so they're looking at doing away with that, and that's a big issue for us because, you know, when you go to a store and you use a credit card, that business is going to have to pay a swipe fee. And so there's actually some small businesses that pay more in swipe fees every month than they do in their rent. And so that is something to realize that, you know, when you're paying with a credit card, because, you know, sometimes people, you know, they prefer cash or, you know, they prefer check, whatever it may be, because that business does have to eat some of the costs when you do use a credit card or debit card.
Let me take a break.
So that's a big thing.
All right, well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I'm going to talk to you about inventory taxes as well. Read a text from somebody that says, and you can respond when we come back, as a small business owner who has to pay taxes, it's kind of upsetting that others don't. You can address that when we come back. And more, we're talking to Lee Long, who is the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about the special session, some of their concerns, vendor comp, the other about the expansion of the sales tax. 6:50, 10 till 7, a rainy morning, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this rainy Tuesday morning, talking to Lee Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Nobody's going anywhere quick this morning. Slow down, because getting in a wreck's not going to get you there any quicker. Somebody texted in, Lee Long, and said, as a small business owner who has to pay taxes, it's kind of upsetting that others don't. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely I think that's a thing, and we've heard that from other people. But, you know, one big push that we've tried to tell the legislature is, you know, if we're going to, you know, impose new taxes, we need to have a centralized sales tax collection, because these small businesses already that have to pay taxes and collect and, you know, whatever the system is, they're, sometimes they have to collect and remit to 54 parishes. And so our tax structure is very hard, very difficult here in Louisiana. And so that's something we've been pushing. You know, we continue to push that. We told them even before they even thought about expanding the sales tax base, make it easier to collect and remit in the state. And, you know, you have some legislators that agree and you have some that don't, because it failed at the ballot box a few years ago. So that's a big issue. And we continue to push that as this plan moves forward.
That's not even part of this special session, though, is it?
No, it's not. But, I mean, it's one thing that we want to remind people. And, you know, I know you hear in the news that, you know, LDR and the administration base this plan off of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing about North Carolina is they have a centralized sales tax collection.
Leah, I'm glad, one of two states. Go ahead. I'm glad
Colorado
you said that.
Colorado does not. Yeah.
Because I want to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges, because you can't cherry pick, right? If you're going to say, this is what we do here, well, then you have to do everything that they do there, and you can't pick this and that. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, if we want to be like other states and we want to lower our personal income tax rate, we have to look at their tax structure fully. And some of those states surrounding us, like Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, they have a centralized sales tax collection. So, you know, if they did in fact want to expand the base onto services, make it easier for these business owners to collect and remit. Because even these small business owners that already do that, I guarantee you it's a pain for them to have to collect and remit for 54 parishes, depending on their type of business. But if they're doing business in, you know, different parishes, they have to do that. And so that adds to the tax compliance burdens that they face. And so that's one thing I brought up when I did go to the table and I testified on House Bill 9. I brought the fact that, you know, if we're basing this plan off North Carolina, we need to realize they had centralized sales tax collection. And I think that should have been a discussion first before we move forward with even a tax reform, because that would make it easier. But you know, we still keep pushing that. You know, some people push back on it. Some people are like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe we can do that in the future. But it's hard to, you know, go tell a business owner, hey, and a consumer now, you're going to pay more taxes on services, whatever it may be, without that, you know, centralized sales tax collection.
30 seconds left, Leah. Does NFIB have a position on inventory taxes and what's going on in the special session?
Yeah, we're definitely concerned about it, because some of those parishes that I know they're going to give a lump sum of $15 million to do away with inventory tax, some of them parishes may not do that. So at the end of the day, some of these small business owners may be stuck paying inventory tax. And, you know, at the end of the year, they already pay their taxes and they're hit with another, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 tax to pay on inventory. So that's something we're concerned about. We're talking to the administration, we're talking to legislators about it, and we're hoping to get that taken care of where the credit stays for a while. Even if the parish opts out of the program, then there's fine. We don't need inventory tax credit. But for the parishes that decide to not take the $15 million, we need to help those business owners in that area.
Devil's in the details. Thank you, Leah Long. Be safe in the rain. Leah Long, director of the NFIB, back with Pat Connick talking film credits, WWL.